Hello, hello. It's the Worldwide Reaction Podcast. I'm host Hurricane Poet. Today we have V.I. on the phone, a gospel hip-hop artist. He has a single. It's a get-together. And we're going to talk about how V.Y. Moon feels about getting together. V.Y., can you hear me?
Yo, yo, what's good? What's good?
What's good, brother? How's it going for you, man?
Man, it's good. It's good. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
First of all, let's talk about your journey, man. What got you here?
I've been engaged in music for a long time, man. But to make a long story short, I just began to take my faith seriously in my life. And when I decided to, step back into music and give that another shot, I had to be genuine in my music because the music always was a reflection of how I lived. So it's just as easy as my life changed, therefore the music changed. And here we are, man. So, you know, it's a beautiful journey.
Okay. Is that what prompted you to start He Did It LLC?
There was a couple of factors. For one, you know, I have a background in radio broadcasting, and my goal was to get into radio as a method of coming out as an artist. You know, when I got to college, I was trying to figure out what to major in, and I always wanted to be an artist and a producer and have my own either production company or label or some kind of platform to groom and help other artists. But, you know, before you can do all that, you know, you got to get on yourself. You know what I mean? So I was just trying to figure out the best way to kind of get on. And, you know, my wife now, she was my girlfriend at the time. She gave me the idea of majoring in broadcasting. So I took that idea and figured, you know, I can learn that side of the game and get my way in the door through as an artist. So I followed through on that plan by the grace of God, bro, got a job in radio, became a program director. And in that, bro, I was grooming a lot of artists, man. I was already doing the work. And that just solidified in me that not only will I myself continue as an artist and a producer, but I will, you know, eventually open a platform that will allow artists to, you know, figure out how to develop their vision or even come up with a vision of their own. And so, you know, as I began my journey in faith, and in my music career, I've never forgotten about that. So, you know, it's just another platform for one thing, for me to have something to pass down to my children. And then for two, again, to help artists to get their vision off the ground or to develop a vision to display their art to the world, man. So, you know, here we are. We're still grinding, still pushing, and still, you know, guys still opening doors for me, man. So it's beautiful.
Man, that sounds beautiful, man. It sounds like you've been able to make some dreams come true for some other folks, man.
Man, it's been great, bro. You know what I'm saying? And they say the saying Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, it's a journey. You know what I mean? And I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still developing as a man and as an artist and producer. And so, but I wanted to go in and solidify the company, get it started, so that vehicle is there, and just trust that God will bring the artists in my path to work with underneath that umbrella. But yeah, I've definitely been involved in helping guys along the way, just them seeing me doing what I do. You know, I get calls like, yo, man, how do I handle an LLC? Should I do it myself or should I hire a lawyer? What's the best approach to take with taxes? And then still with artistry, like how do I get, you know, streaming going? So it's just beautiful, man, just being able to, get a dream off the ground. And I'm not even where I want to be yet, but in that, it's still being able to benefit other people. So, yeah, bro, we got a lot of ground to cover, but it's still a great thing to be able to help where we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's going to feel really, really good. Let me ask you this. How inspirational is it working with your son, Dallas, young Dallas?
Yeah, that's beautiful,
like,
bro.
How much is it? I read a little bit about he came up with one of the hooks. He came up with a part of the song that you wasn't wasn't even thinking about who was going to leave it blank. So that prompts me to ask the question, how inspirational is it with working with your son, that aspect of it, as a father, being able to work with his son on music? How inspirational is that part of it?
Cool, man. It's really great. You know, it feels good. You know, it's, as a father, you know, you have a gift and you see that in your son and that kind of coming to fruition. It's a beautiful thing. And I have to say this, it's no surprise, you know, with Dallas, you know, that particular son, we've always kind of known that he had the, I don't know what you want to call it, gift or talent or the knack or the niche to be out in front. And he just got that vibe, man. He's got that swag. He's got that gift. And we've known that from the jump. Just, I gave him his name, Young Dial, when he was like 3 months old. I mean, I was, you know, when we would change his diaper and give him baths and stuff, I would just, yo, what up, Young Dial? I would sing songs to him, call him Young Dial. And it just, I wasn't thinking nothing of it, bro. But that just shows you that that was a part of him. So to see it come full circle, really, it's a proud moment. But at the same time, bro, it's no surprise for me because he's been getting on stage with me doing shows. He's been, you know what I mean, in the studio with me, recording me while I'm working on a project. And even my other children, you know, my oldest daughter, she's laid down vocals for me in the past. She's, you know, she's into songwriting. She's making beats of her own. My wife, she's, you know, she's an artist too. She's a rapper. She's, you know, been featured on a handful of my tracks, adding verses or whether it's singing a hook in the background, adding vocals. You know, my kids are definitely, kids and family are a large part of what I do. In fact, my wife is a partner in He Did It LLC. She's a partner in the business with me. So, you know, it's really, for me, it's just a part of the plan. You know, this was always the plan, and it's just beautiful to see a plan start to come together. And so it's a beautiful thing, bro. And we'll see, you know, how we continue to grow, bro, you know?
Yeah. I like that everybody has a part, you know, everybody's been able to give the talent to the plan and the fruition of it. Yeah, that's some good story, bro. That's some really good story. You hear me?
For sure. Yeah, bro. It's beautiful, man. And even, you know, I even got to shout out my youngest too, because it's you know, we're a family of six. We got four kids. So, you know, my youngest son, he's in tune with production. He's in tune with beat making. He already knows how to beatbox. He's 3 years old, man. He's with it. He's with it, bro. Like, when I'm making beats, he's tuned in. And then my youngest daughter, man, she's a firecracker, bro. She just got that passion and that energy. So, you know, it's always beautiful, bro, to you know, to see the gifts in your kids and to really call that forth and to give a platform where they can express that. And not just musically, you know, they're into other things too, but I can tell all of them are in tune with two things in particular. They're in tune with the arts, and they're in tune with the matters of faith. You know what I mean? You know, there was a time when we weren't even going to church, you know, just due to certain circumstances, but, you know, we still would, you know, commune in the house together. And, you know, my kids were still in tune with what was going on in regards to faith and in regards to, you know, salvation in the Bible or what have you. So, you know, those are two things that have been consistent in my life, you know. So to see it in your kids, to see it in your family, it's wonderful, bro. You couldn't ask for anything more, you know?
Okay. Let me ask you this. How many people are on the label, and also how many businesses you think you've helped out or gave information to or put on that track? Tell me a bit about those two things.
Okay, I couldn't hardly hear the first question. You broke up a little bit.
The first question was how many people on the label, how many projects you working on, things like that. And then the other aspect of it was the business aspect. How many people have you talked to, gave information of, how many other things like that?
Got you. I got to preface that with saying, like, the type of label it is. And I honestly feel like this is potentially where labels would go due to the distrust of labels in the past with, you know, taking masters and what have you. This is more of a consultant base. So what we're developing is a vehicle for artists. You may pay us a upfront fee, but we're either help with two platforms. One is helping you to develop a vision or helping you with production of your vision, whether that be with songwriting, whether that be with, you know, why you're doing what you're doing, artist development. And then the other aspect, if you already have those things together, you got your songs ready, but you need help in finding your audience, then we help with promotion, helping you locate your audience, helping you find people who are in tune with what you do. So those are the two aspects of it. And again, artists keep their 100% rights. We don't touch that. We just we get a upfront fee. So right now we're in the process of developing those bylaws and getting all that in place. I just wanted to go in and get the LLC imprint done, and that way, you know, that legal part is over. So, you know, right now, you know, it's not a matter of signing artists; it's helping artists. Now, how many artists have we helped? It's just, again, just in developing this thing, just in building it and people seeing it and me just kind of building it, artists have come my way just for, you know, random advice. You know, whether it's, you know, how do you get your quality so good? Whether it's sound advice,
right,
whether
right.
it's, you know, legal advice. And as I'm going to be honest with you, bro, I haven't counted yet. I had a call this week. I had a call this week just 2 days ago. He was like, bro, I'm thinking about opening my LLC. Who did you go with? And one thing I do like to tell a lot of artists is, you know, don't overextend yourself. I think it's for me, and I, you know, everybody has their gifts and their way of doing things. But for me, it's been more beneficial for me to be upfront with what I'm weak at, and trust that I can find someone who's stronger in that area, who's willing to partner with
yourself
and service that area versus me trying to do everything. Now, there may be a point where you got to do what you got to do. That's cool. But for me, that's where the faith comes in. I'm doing what I got to do, but Lord, I know I'm weak in this area in regards to a lawyer knowing all the legal terms. And then the door will open for us to be able to hire a lawyer to open it. So that's one big advice I really like to give a lot of artists. Don't be afraid, man, to be straight up with what you're weak at and to find people who are strong in that area and who can complement that and disperse the workload. So it's like I said, we're still building. We're still growing. Right now, I'm the primary focus as far as getting it off the ground, and I'm just seeing, you know, what doors are open from there, man, because, again, it's still a process, bro. But we're definitely helping guys locally that I know, guys that reach out through social media that see the grind. It's they're already ready to buy. You know, they're ready to spend.
Right. Thank you, bye.
You know,
Let me say this, B. I want to thank you for helping me with the verbiage, because as it came out, I was thinking more what comes from the interactions than the number of interactions. So thank you for helping me come with that. As an interviewer, you know, you want to hone your craft also. You know, you want to be able to ask the questions that elicit good information. You know, I thank you for helping me with that verbiage. And I also thank you for the count people that you've helped and making the platform that you have, and how your family is involved and intertwined in it, how it's passionate to you. You know, you can hear it. You can hear it in your voice. You know what I mean? You can hear it in your stories. You know how you've seen it in your son at 3 months. You know, that's something. That's something, man. You know, the inspiration of get it together. You know, I'm big on words. You know, when I was reading that, I was like, now that's good. That's a help heart. That's a hand when you need it. You know what I mean? Because a lot of us, we need to get it together. How about that?
For sure.
For sure, bro. Okay, let me ask you, how you talk a lot about your faith. How have your faith stood in the gap or did some of those apps or brought some people to you that you weren't expecting. Tell me how your faith have been at the end of the tunnel or brightened the day, you know?
Yeah, man, for sure. Like, everything, really, that's the foundation of, you know what I mean? Everything is built by that. Even the name of the company, He Did It, that He isn't, you know, it's not referring to me. It's referring to God, you know, through His Son Christ, and how I'm able by that grace to do what I do. So, you know, in the music, I think I'm pretty clear on where I stand in regards to my faith, and it's not even to to prove a point. You know, I'm kind of past that point. I'm at the point now where this is just who I am. So, you know, I think the one thing that the one consistent thing that people tend to say or see for me is, okay, this seems real. It doesn't seem like there's an agenda. He's not trying to get no, you know, get me to sow a seed, or it's just this dude. It's just a genuine thing. And so when you have that genuineness, it attracts a wide range of people. Bro, I've had, you know, white middle-aged women, you know, from Alaska. Woman from Alaska wanted to reach out to me and say, yo, I want to get a CD from you. I sent a copy of my album. It's called THUG. Of course, that you think thug, but it means the homies understand good. I'm thinking, I don't know if she's going to feel this. You know, she loves it. I mean, she's a follower of me to this day. I mean, I've had, you know, older black men, older white men, you know, of course, my generation, you know, younger guys or whatnot. But when I see, you know, different nationalities and different age groups who people tell me they never listen to rap, they don't care for rap. I've even been able to do shows where they never had rap in those shows. And they, you know, God opened the door for me to come through. And for, you know, for whatever reason, I was able to perform. But I think the consistent thing that I hear from people, from these wide range of people, is it just feels real. There's a genuineness, you know what I mean? It's like, yo, it's just something is real about it. And so that's why, you know, I say the faith is the foundation. If it wasn't for me, let me put it this way. I didn't do this thinking, yo, I can save more souls, or I can reach more people, I can further my career, because if I'm talking about God, they're going to hear me. I just did this, bro, because, again, I started taking my faith seriously in my life. And I felt a call within me, not from without, not from a man, not from a pastor, not from a person, but from within my own self saying, yo, bro, you should start doing this and see what happens. And it just grew organically from there, man. Of course, I always wanted to do music, but I'm just talking about this process of taking my faith seriously. It just grew organically from there. So it is, bro, it's been phenomenal to different types of people, and sometimes it kind of throws me off, because you're thinking you're reaching a certain type, and then, you know, I'm thinking I'm going for the homies in the streets that come from where I come from, but then you end up reaching this whole different audience that you never even dreamed of, and these people are listening, and they actually want to engage and want to invest. You're not even asking for it. So it's been mind-blowing, bro. Even when I went to Haiti, man, I had a chance to go to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And that just blew my mind. These people didn't even understand English. And I had a song, actually the label, He Did It, is based on a record that I had called He Did It, where I'm just giving real life testimonies of miracles that happened in my life. These people did not even understand English. But after I performed, I'm walking around the particular campus I performed at, and they just keep saying, He did it, He did it, He did it. And it's just so beautiful to see the universal language of music mixed with a genuine belief in something, you know what I mean, that gives hope and gives people a sense of light, bro. So it's been beautiful, man. It's been definitely beautiful.
That sounds good to hear, man. How long was you in Haiti?
Man, I was in Haiti. I was there close to a week. So my church, my pastor, he's connected with a ministry that service another ministry that's in Haiti. And over there, they have a church, but they also have a school. So the school is connected to the church, but it's not a small operation. I mean, the church has about 5,000 people, and they have separate services. So you got about 3,000 to 5,000 people every service. And then the school campus is huge, man. I mean, it's huge, but it's a whole different atmosphere out there because you have armed guards. These guys got assault rifles as soon as you come through the gate. Everything is behind the wall because of the lawlessness and the police, you know what I mean, the discord of the police force out there. It's just crazy. So you know you're in a different world when you get to the gate, and in order to go to church, you got to pass by an armed guard holding an assault rifle to make sure everything is good. But, yeah, I spent about close to a week out there, man. And one of the – I don't mean to go on this too long, but one of the things that I noticed about being out there is, you know, they get a lot of missionaries to come out there, but a lot of those missionaries are white, usually white men and women. And they told me straight up, it's like, we don't get a lot of African Americans to come out here. You know, they have to make the best of what they have, you know, and you know, so I was actually very much accepted because that's another rarity, an African American coming out here doing that, which I didn't know that. So it was life changing, bro. It was really life changing, man. I hold that memory with me forever, man.
That's good. That's good, man. That's good. Do you have any singing groups on your label? Is it just gospel rap? Is it any gospel jazz? How eclectic are you? What's your palette like?
Man, that's a great question. So as of now, no, but I'm definitely open to whatever genre, bro. It's not even, I'm going to be honest with you, it's not even about the genre more so than it is about the artist and their passion and what they want to bring to the table. I'm going to be real with you, bro. If it's bluegrass, but this person, you know, we click and I can feel their spirit, I can feel their heart, you know, I'm not even talking about necessarily their beliefs more so, but more so than just I can just connect with them on a deeper level and they have a passion. They're convicted to do what they want to do. And bro, we're willing to bring out the table and help, you know what I mean? And pull out the resources to help them. So to answer the question, bro, I see it being a wide range of artists, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, bro, music is music and everybody has their own taste. But I can, even if there's a genre that I necessarily don't tune into regularly, I can respect it because I'm an artist and I'm a musician and I love the craft. So, I see us working with a wide range of artists. I've already done that in my career alone, you know, whether working with gospel singers or contemporary Christian singers or R&B singers or, you know, poets. I had the privilege of working with, you know, lovely poets. So just so far in my own career, in my own catalog of music, there's been a wide range of artists. So I only see that growing as we develop the label further, man.
That's what's happening. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so now let's jump into this. Give all of your connections, social medias, get some of these people that we can get to hear you connected to you. So give out every way we can get those bluegrass artists, one of those jazz artists, or one of those hip-hop artists, or one of those gospel artists, or one of those saxophone players, or one of those drummers or something. Give them a way that they can get connected with YV Moon.
For sure, no doubt. You can connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat at Vidamoon. So that's VYDAMOON. That's Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram at Vidamoon. VYDAMOON. Or if you're on YouTube, just type in Vidamoon Music. So that's first name VY, last name Moon, and then Music. You can subscribe to my channel and see what we got out there, see the content that we've already developed. Or if you want an even more personal touch, I will invite you to go to my website, vymoon.com, VYMOON.com. And there, actually, you'll find all of my social medias housed in one place, my YouTube channel housed in one place. You'll see all of my catalog of music, all of the albums that I've completed thus far, all of my music videos. And you'll also get an opportunity to add yourself to my mailing list. And from there, I'll give you personal updates of when new content is dropping And you also get some inspiration and encouragement that I don't give on social media. So I would definitely encourage listeners to go to vymoon.com, V-Y-M-O-O-N.com, and check out what we're doing, check out what we've been developing thus far. And if you like it, tap in with me and stay with me because there's more to come.
If they're interested in hearing your son, is that on vymoon.com, the new release that you're talking about? The new single,
yeah,
Get It Together.
Most definitely, yeah, Get It Together. Okay. In fact, as soon as you go to the website, you'll see that on the front page. You scroll down, that's the first thing you're seeing because that's the current single that we're pushing right now. So yeah, Get It Together featuring Young Dal. You'll see the single is streaming everywhere. If you're on Apple Music, if you're on Tidal, if you're on Spotify, whatever you're streaming on, if you just type in Vymoon, you'll see the full catalog. But Get It Together is the current single, and it's the video is on the front page, so you'll see all of that at Vymoon.com for sure.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man. It is refreshing to talk to you, man. It's good to hear your spirit over the wires, man. It's good to hear what you do and what you're doing and what you're planning. We'll keep in touch, man. I want to be part of that. I want to hear what the catalog sounds like. I want to see how I fit in. I'm a poet. I'd ask you to also go to my YouTube channel, Hurricane the Poet. YouTube, see my Get Down, see if it's something you can pair with here.
For sure, no doubt. What can you give me the name again?
Hurricane the Poet. Hurricane
Hurricane
Poet, Poet at gmail.com. Excuse me, not at gmail.com.
I got you.
Right. That's all. Yeah. So the YouTube is also Facebook.
For sure. I got you, bro.
Man, it's good talking with you. I'll tap in. This is your actual number?
Yeah, this is me, bro. This is me.
The 3-4?
Yeah.
I locked that in, brother. And I'll be calling from a... I just knew the number, so I don't even know it.
I got you.
Man, you keep it up, man. You keep pushing positivity, man. You keep putting it out there, man. You know it's going to come back double fold and 10 times what you can hold. You hear me?
For sure, bro. I appreciate that. And likewise, bro. Likewise. Same to you, my
I dude. Appreciate that also, man. Go ahead and be blessed. You are a blessing, man. This is the Worldwide Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, Hurricane the Poet. Today we have Vymoon on the line, man, and he's just really, really good to talk to. Once again, give them your social medias and the way they can contact you by.
Yes, sir. So you can hit me up on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, or Twitter at Vydamoon. That's V-Y-D-A-M-O-O-N, Vydamoon. Or check out my website, vymoon.com. And there you'll find all of my entire catalog. You'll see my YouTube channel. You can subscribe from there. And you also see my social media there as well, vymoon.com.
Okay. So I apologize what they have up there. So it's actually Vymoon is your name, but the website is vymoon.com.
Nah. You got it right. My name is Vymoon. For my social media is the reason why I got Vymoon, because for one, I think Vymoon was taken, and Vymoon is actually the name I used to go by when I used to rap back in the day. You feel me? That was like my rap name, Vymoon. So I still, when I do my production, I still have that tag, Vymoon Productions. So it just made sense to kind of flow with it. You feel me? So now, Vymoon on the social medias. But when you find that, you'll see my name, Vymoon. You feel me? So I don't mean to confuse nobody, but yeah, that's what it is. But nah, you got it right. My name is Vymoon.
Okay. Well, looky here. Send me some tracks to hurricanepoet@gmail.com, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hurricane.
Let me get
poet
busy. Yeah. Say that again.
Yeah. Hurricane, Hurrikan, thepoet@gmail.com, right?
K-A-E.
K-A, hold on, K-A-E.
K-A-N-E.
Yeah, that's what I got, K-A-N-E. That.
Poet.
Oh, yeah, because I got your YouTube pulled up, too. That.
Man. There we go. That's what I'm talking about, man. I holler like a drowning man. Please believe I try to understand.
I hear you, Bungie. I hear you, bro. I hear you. Yeah, I definitely like you in here, bro. I'm in the process of, because I just moved, so I'm getting my studio set back up. But, yeah, I got your email right here on my phone, bro, so we can tap in.
Where are you based out of? Where are you located?
I'm in Montgomery, Alabama, man. Montgomery, okay. Alabama, home of the Civil Rights Movement. We down here at the bottom, bro, but we making it happen. You feel me?
You got a poet down there, Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear, yeah.
Huggy Bear. No, I think it's Huggy Bear.
It sounds familiar. I've heard of that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know personally, but I have heard of that name, Sugar Huggy Bear, something like that. I have heard of that, though. You feel me?
Right. And my relative been asking me to come down there for a minute, so try to see what's happening. In any event, if nothing else, can always connect on the web until we can get it big enough to get it together. You feel me?
For sure. Okay, so you got people in Montgomery?
Yeah. My relative out there been asking me to come see him for a minute.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. And you in L.A., right?
No, I'm actually between Vegas and California. So I'm between Nevada and California.
Okay, that. For sure. Yeah, my wife, she's from Vegas, man. So we go out to Nevada sometimes, you know.
Okay. So look, it's Mint, man. We going to cross paths. There we go.
For sure.
Man, I wish you the best, man. We got to go. We'll have some good. I didn't upload any music, right? So I don't want to play what other people got on here. You know, I'm just this interview. It was an absolute blessing to talk to you. I feel the connection. I feel the commitment. You know, I feel the good feeling and I feel the flow. So we're going to let that go and we're going to let that know for sure we're going to do that, bro.
Already, bro. I like that. Already. Thank you for having me.
It's the Worldwide Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, Hurricane the Poet, by the Moon. You want to let him go with anything, brother?
What you say, bro?
I said, yo, Worldwide Reaction Podcast with Hurricane the Poet and by the Moon. You want him go with anything, brother?
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, like I said, just tap in with me, by Moon, you know, just want to shine some light out here, get some hope out here, that's all, you feel me? So tap into my catalog, I'm sure I have something that you feel me? And, you know, hopefully you can it'll inspire, empower, or encourage you to do what you need to do and getting your vision off the ground and doing what you are called to do in this world, bro. So, yeah, man, y'all just tap in with me, again, vimoon.com, whatever you're streaming on. Type in Vi Moon. I got a few projects out there. I got this latest single, Get It Together, featuring my son, Young Dal, you know, talking about getting that dirt up off our shoulders and keep pushing it, keep the faith no matter what's going on, getting out of our feelings and into our faith. So y'all tap in with me, man. Tap in with me. Stay connected with me. And there's a lot more to come.
Man, absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Worldwide Reaction Podcast is Hurricane the Poet. Y'all have a good one. Y'all be blessed. Y'all be good to somebody. Somebody was good to you. Do what you do until you can do what you want to do. What needs to be done, honor those that need to be honored. And keep on, y'all. Keep right on going. It's the Worldwide Reaction Podcast. It's Hurricane the Poet. Y'all have a beautiful one. Take care.